The Zvid says no. Ein bonim b'loy simonim. He says another svara. When he gave birth, not the pshat that is the simonim, but for sure there was simonim before. For sure this girl is mature already, that she had two sires there. For the Gemara v'nivdik, if you say for sure she had two sires, she'll check them out. And the Gemara chashin and shem anashu. We're afraid, no, really she had two hairs there, but they fell off. If we're afraid, maybe they fell off or not. Now, Laman Diyom and Cheshish and Michael Neymar, Woman Yama says, no, you're never afraid it fell off. Like, if you don't see it now, we take on, she never had the two hairs. So, Mer says, no, I feel Laman Diyom and Cheshish, that usually you're not Cheshish. If you see she doesn't have now, we say she did not have before, but over here, where this Katana gave birth, Mishum Tzarlei de Cheshinan, that for sure we have a right to say that before she gave birth, she did have two stars there. She is mature enough. We check her out later, she doesn't have. They fell off Peshat giving birth. Our sound later, everybody agrees, we're afraid maybe it fell off. That's what Zvid holds. Zvid holds that not the Peshat that Bonim giving birth itself is like a simin, but that it's only that she's for sure had some money before, that's why she can't be Mamayin anymore, she's called the Gedolah. Right. Then the Mishnah says, Ketzad Patera Sorsayim. Then our Mishnah says, how is there a case that a Tzorah, that an heir of a pot is a Tzorah? And then it goes on, Tzorah Sorosa. Those are the cases of your brother had two wives. One was your daughter. She's just like it can't be Miyabim. Your daughter, the other wife is also Potter. And if a third brother now marries that wife, and then your third brother dies, and that brother had two wives, both wives are also to the second right brother, because again, that's a Tzorah of his Vitoi. For the moment, how do we know this? We had before Litzror. The process of the Lashon of Litzror means that Torah rips a Tzoras Harbi. The Torah says not only one Tzorah, even a lot of Tzoras. Not only in the case where your brother was married to your daughter and had another wife, that when your brother dies, you can't marry the second wife, but even it goes another step, that there were three brothers there. So when one brother died, the third brother married the other wife. And now when the third brother dies, so both his wives fall to the second brother, both to the Marosa, Mishum Tzoras Tzorosa. Because the Pesach says, Litzror, Lashon Plural. Ravashiyamano, Svarihi. That's a Svara, that by Tzorosa also Plural. Why? Tzora, my time, Asira. Why do we say again when your brother was married to wives, and one of them is your daughter? So when your brother dies, just like it can be Miyabim, your daughter, there's no mitzvah on the Tzorah. What's the Svarah? Tibamokam Erevakaima. Because we say, since there's no mitzvah on your daughter, so that path is the Tzorah, there's no mitzvah on the daughter either, the second wife either. Therefore, she remains with a Din Erva. She's called an Eshesach. So since she's an Eshesach now, when the second brother marries her, Nogeya to the first brother, she remains an Eshesach. So it's a Svarah Pshuta, that when the second brother that married her, then when he dies, so the first brother cannot be Miyab, neither of his wife, because Nagay to the first brother, at the first Nefila that Sarah was an Erev to him, she remains with the Yisra Reshastach, that never goes off. That's a Svarah. By the Kate to the Mesu, then the Mishnah says, though, but let's say your brother true had two wives, one was your daughter, and then your daughter died, so then when your brother dies afterwards, there would be a Mitzvah Yibam. So Moravia Filu Konas, talking about even Konas, that first your brother married two wives. Your brother married your daughter, and then he married another wife. Well, the Tzayv Girish. And then your brother gave your daughter a get, so later when your brother dies, he's only married to one wife. So that one wife is a Mitzvah Yibam. For the Gemara Minu, I have a kasher on this. It says, Alecha, Gim Malachim, you have three brothers. Gim Malachim. Shnayin mehem nisuyin bezachoyis. Two brothers are married, two sisters. Et the yechad nasi nachris. And a third brother married a stranger, not another sister. Now girish yechad mibal yachoyis. If one of the two brothers that were married, two sisters, gave a get to one of his wife, the locher is bal yachoyis. Girish yechad mibal yachoyis ishtoi. That one of the two brothers gave a get to his wife, umeis, and then that brother died. Is Hanesuyim Umeis, Hanesuyim Nachris, and then the brother that was married with the stranger wife, he died. The Konso Hamagarish, and then the brother, the second brother that got rid of his wife, the sister to the first brother, was Miyabmo. Umeis, and then this brother dies. Zui Shomu, this is the case that we said, Shimeisu, Oinis Gashu, Surasayim Utaris. This is the only case that the tsar is muta for yibum. So what's the diyuk here? Time, what's the reason? The girsha. Again, we have three brothers. Two brothers are married two sisters. And the third brother married a stranger. So it's saying what happened first was one of the brothers gave a get to his wife. First. Then the third brother married a stranger died. Now the brother that gave a get to his wife was miyabim her. So at this time when the brothers miyabim this new wife, he was never married to the other sister. Then when he dies, so pshita, this new wife, it falls to the third brother. But mashma, the second brother, was married to two wives, and one was the first brother's wife's sister, but he was married at one time to the two wives, that even though lady gives a get to the sister, still, when he dies, the other tzara would be asur. Not like it's mashma in our Mishnah. Our Mishnah's mashma is totally when the brother dies. As long as right before your brother dies, he's only married one of them, the sister gave a get to, it's okay. And here in the Bryce's mashma, no. That your brother has to give a get to his sister, again, with two brothers married two sisters, one of them has to give a get to that sister first. And then he first gets a new wife. Then if he dies, that wife falls leaving for the second brother. But mashma, if the brother was married at any point to two wives, with a sister and the other wife, then even though he gives the get to the sister, still there's no Mrs. Yibum. Yitayim of the Girish, Vachaka Konas. Avo Konas, if he marries her first. If your brother, again, two brothers married two sisters. And then one, each of them had two wives. And then Vachaka Girish, then one brother gave a get to the sister. And then he died, Mashmalai, there would not be a Mitzvah Yibum. So Chutz Estira, so Moshe Nechnami, one to us, Omer Reb Yirmiya, Nechnami Tavris, Taka True, Misha Shonazu, La Shonazu, whoever the Tan of our Mishnah is not the Tan of this Braisa. High Tan, what's the Machlokes then? High Tan is Sova Misa Mapelis. The Tan of our Mishnah says, when do we look at Mitzvah Yibum? When your brother dies. It's totally who he's married to when your brother dies. So I don't care if 2 months ago your brother was married to your sister-in-law, to your wife's sister, again, the first two brothers married two sisters, and then your brother had a second wife. I don't care if at one time your brother had two wives, one your sister-in-law, your wife's sister, and also a second wife. As long as right before your brother died, he gave a get to your sister-in-law. So Yibum is totally Bishas Misa. When your brother dies, how many wives does he have? Only one wife. If that one wife is mutter to you, there's a mitzvah yibum. That's what our Mishnah knows, a yisoid in yibum, that misa mapelis, what kedushin is noifel yibum, who your brother was married to right before he died. But the high time of time is bryce all the new chiddush. Sovar nisuyin horishoyne mapilim. It's not totally how the brother was b'shas he died. It's totally when your brother first got married. It's the first kedushin that your brother got married to, that first kedushin is mapul, falls over. The first kedushin falls over. Is nesuyin or rishayin or mapilim. That's a chiddush. So male, as long as your brother was ever married at one point to a sister and another wife, since at that time there's no mitzvah yibam on the sister, who I think there's no mitzvah yibam on the other one also. So male, when is the only time that you have a case, girish helps? Only if your brother, first two brothers married two sisters. Then the brother gave a get to the sister. He got rid of her. And then the brother married a second wife. So the time when he married his second wife, he was not married to the first sister-in-law. Then there's a mitzvah yibum. But when your brother was married to the second wife, he was still married to the sister-in-law. Yibum is totally b'shas nesuyin. When your brother got married to his wife. So at the time when your brother married his second wife, he was still married to a sister-in-law, that makes it a p'tur, there's no mitzvah yibum. So that's the p'shan, and the machlokes, that's what this b'raisa holds. Rav Rama no, l'yerlam cha tana, really there's only one tana. V'zu v'yetzorach lay mezukatoni, and echnami, v'zu v'yetzorach lay mezukatoni, both is taka true. It says, the b'raisa says this case, but and echnami, who adin is mudit for our Mishnah? That really our Mishnah is right. The kitzur, as long as the brother gave a get before he died, that's enough. But then the Mishnah says, V'chol shechel lemoyin. Any time that the erva is a katana, and she could be mamayin, so we say then that there's no yibum on her, and the tsar is muta. For the Gemara, for the mashma only because she was mamayin to a husband. Again, your brother was married two wives, your daughter, and another wife, and your daughter was a katana, so if the katana was a mayan and a husband and your brother, then the kedushin is batal, then there's a mitzvah on the other wife. But mashm, again, if your brother died and he was still married to both of them, then there's no mitzvah. For the gemara, why not? For timoyin hashto, let the katana now be mamaya now. And we say whenever she says goodbye, it's like she's oikad kedushin l'mafreya. So it comes out your brother was never married to your daughter, he's only married to the second wife, there should be a Mrs. Yibum. So the Chura Lema Masala Lavoshio should be right to Rabbaishio, we had before. The Yom Rabbaishio, Mimamenes, we had before. The Yom Rabbaishio says, Mimamenes Lamamoroi, Viena Mamamenes Lazakosoi. Me and only helps for Maimer, for Kedushim and Rabbonin, when you're married, but not for Zika. When your brother dies, and now this katana falls to the other Yibun, to the other brothers, there's no din miyan. Shitaka cannot be mamayin in the Zika. So that's why it's also. Tzmura says, Loi, I'll tell you, Tzara Servashani. Really, we hold, if the katana falls to the Yibun, she could be mamayin. A regular katana, even after her husband dies, when she falls to the other brothers for Yibun, she could say goodbye to the other brothers. And that's Oikad Gedushin. But in our Mishnah, where the katana is a Tzara, here it's worse. Like we had before, to Tony Roman by Yecheskel, Mia no the Baal, if she gives Yib, if she says goodbye to her husband, Muteris Liyaviv. If your son married a Ketana, and then the Ketana said goodbye to your son, the father was allowed to marry her. She is not called your daughter-in-law. But Mia no the Yavim, if your son died, and she fell now to the other brothers, and then she's Miyabim, Asur Liyaviv. The father is not allowed to marry this daughter anymore, this daughter-in-law. Alma, what do we see? The Mishas Nefila, as long as the brother died, and he was still married to his katana, at that time, Nirus Kakalosoi, it looks like she was married to your son, that's why there's a Mitzvah Yibum, is Hochinam here also, Mishas Nefila, Nirus Katsaras Bitoi. Lamaisa, if your brother was married, to two wives, one was your daughter, and she's a katana, if your brother died, at the time he died, it looks like there's a mitzvah yibum now to both of them. And since one is yibitoy, there's no yibum, that part is the tsar also. Therefore, on the tsar, there's no mitzvah yibum. Even if later the bitoy says goodbye to the yavim now, says goodbye to her father, which really is like the kedushin of Afreya, really there should be a mitzvah yibum on the tsar, but that's the gzera. It looks like tsaras bitoy. So there was Gzerim with Rabbonin, that's what the Mishnah says. When does Mian help? Only she says goodbye to the brother when he's still alive. But if the brother dies, married to your daughter, a Ketana, it does not help Mian later, because as a Gzerim it looks like, Saras the Bitoi. Alright, stop here. Hi, the Mishnah. You're holding that Yudgimel Amar Aleph by the Mishnah. We finished last Gemara yesterday. Shalwa's last Gemara was about Miyun. Why can't you make Miyun after the brother dies? The first Gemara wanted to say it's a right to Rabbeishia. Rabbeishia Shitur is, you can't make Miyun to stop Zika. Once the sister-in-law fell, so Lamaisa Miyun doesn't help anymore. The Gemara came out, no. The Rabbi that we hold Miyun would help. But in our Mishnah, the reason why it's no good, because Tzora Sabbat, Tzerim with Rabbonin, if she'll first make Miyun after the brother dies, then we're afraid sometimes it'll look like Tzora Sabbat is mutter to make Yibum, so it's Tzera not to be Miyabim Tzora. But really, Miyun does help if the wife that the Katana makes Miyun in the brother-in-law, in the brother that's alive now, Miyun does help. Was yesterday. The Mishnah says, Sheish Aroyos Chamures Me'elu. There are six different types of Aroyos that are more chum and more strict than the first 15 we had. They're more strict to mean that in this house, none of the brothers can marry them. Only Shenesuyas Lacherim means somebody else has to marry them. None of the brothers can marry one of these ladies. What? And therefore, Sarasayim Mutaris. Like, who's the husband? A stranger. So if the husband dies, Pshita, the other wife, is mutter to the brothers, because it's not a brother's wife, it's not an eshesach. One of these cases, imoy, your mother, which the Mishnah before said, it means to say, not your mother if your father married, but if your father lived with a lady, and you were born from that, so therefore that's called anusas oviv. So Allah we hold like Rabbi Yehuda is, that all the brothers are also to marry the father's anusa. So therefore none of the brothers can marry this lady. Therefore, who marries her? A stranger.
So if a stranger has a second wife and the stranger dies, pshita, the second wife is mutter to the brothers. Now the yeshus of it, that means a wife that your father married, even if it's not your mother. But as long as your father married her, the halacha is all the brothers are also to marry your father's wife. Even after your father gives her a get, your father dies, she's also leila on all the brothers. So therefore, none of the brothers can marry her. So there's never a case of a yibum. Only a stranger can marry her. So again, if he had two wives, the second wife is mutter to any one of the brothers. Fi achois oviv, your father's sister is also to all the brothers. Achois meyoviv, if you have a sister from the same father, so none of the brothers can marry her. Fi eshes achi oviv, and your aunt, your father's brother's wife, she's also on all the brothers. So again, there's never a case of yibum. Therefore, even though the stranger that married your aunt, or not stranger, I mean your father's brother, your father's brother had two wives, so when your father's brother died, no, it can't be that your father's brother died, v'yeshes achiyoviv. So in these cases, then your brother, then your uncle gave her a get, and now somebody else married her, and he has a second wife. So when that husband dies, the second wife is mutter to the brothers, because it wasn't an eshes ach. V'yeshes achiv meyoviv. Another case is Eishes Achiv means your brother's wife, and Rashi says it means in the case where they had children. If you had a brother that he had children, and then your brother died, so his wife is also on all the brothers. There's no mitzvah yibum because they have children. She's an Eishes Ach, she remains also to any one of the brothers. Therefore, if a stranger marries her, and he has a second wife, when that stranger dies, he gives a get, the second wife, any one of the brothers could marry the second wife. Because these cases are not called Tzoras Erva. Now the Mishnah says, Beishamai Matirin Tzoras Liachin. Beishamai argues in our first Mishnah. Beishamai holds that if your brother was married to your daughter and he had a second wife, when your brother dies, even though your daughter there's no mitzvah yibum, but on the Tzora, the second wife, there is a mitzvah yibum. He holds there's a mitzvah yibum on the Tzora. There's no Ptur on the Tzora. The second wife is mutter to you, there's a mitzvah yibum. Matirin atzoras liachim. Or they still hold Eisrim, like the first Mishnah. They still hold no, that the din of atzoras erva, just like the bitoy is also, the second wife is also awesome.